It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. Let me just say, hooray for everything.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
It's Simpsons time. No Lenny and Carl in this week's episode to be discussed. They were barely formed as characters at this particular point in the series by episode 20. Bart versus Thanksgiving. Written by George Meyer. Here is actually quite a quiet episode, I would say. There's a lot of Homer watching TV and us just kind of listening to what he's hearing on TV with brief glimpses at the TV. And that's great because it perfectly replicates what happens at Thanksgiving, you know, the sort of vegging out that people do. It should be mentioned that The Simpsons are one of the only sitcom families who watch TV. You don't really see the TV on in many other sitcom households, but in The Simpsons, it's a very big part of their lives and of the life of the show, making it a very meta show, and it always was from the beginning. George Meyer has such a gift for funny little mundane moments, as well as, you know, very broad humor. He had the original idea for Homer's chili pepper trip, that whole episode. And he also wrote Mr. Lisa Goes to Washington, which is just, like, to me, a tour de force of, like, very complex plotting and, you know, a lot of exciting thrills and spills packed into a very, you know, tight half-hour show. But in Bart versus Thanksgiving, he really allows people to luxuriate in the episode. There is a lot of, you know, Thanksgiving relaxation. There's cooking. There's awkward utterances around the family Thanksgiving table. And that's a talent that Meyer displays in episodes like Homer the Heretic, where Homer is, you know, throughout much of the first act in his bathrobe and bare slippers, just sort of kicking back on a lazy dog dangling afternoon. Notably, Julie Kavner in Bart vs. Thanksgiving did 4 voices, because there's a lot of Patty and Selma in it, and Mrs. Bouvier, their mother. So it is said in the commentaries and frequently that it's, you know, a testament to her, you know, moxie and gumption and extreme vocal talent that she is able to do all 4 of those that are similar but not the same. I have to say, the character of Marge's mother never took off. You know, like, Homer's mother, who we had to wait a long, long time to finally see, voiced by Glenn Close, emerged as a very interesting, well-rounded mother character, and Abe Simpson, of course. Is the often clueless, rambling storyteller that he is, and very well-developed. But Marge's parents, I mean, her father you almost never see. And the mother, I think in this episode, is when you see her kind of the most as a real character. And what she does is just is kind of a lot like Patty and Selma, just, you know, criticizing everything and not very happy to be there throughout the entire thing. Bart and Lisa have a fight because Bart destroys Lisa's carefully made centerpiece, celebrating unsung hero women throughout history. I love the moment, by the way, when she asks Maggie, as one of the Simpson women, to contribute a little bit to the centerpiece, and she just grabs a crayon and does a little scribble. And Lisa is very grateful. But yeah, Bart gets in a lot of trouble for wrecking it, and Lisa is really upset, and there's a big fight at the Thanksgiving table right before they're about to eat. And Bart runs away. And hours later is seen getting food at a soup kitchen. Again, on TV, on the news. And this, by the way, is the debut episode of Kent Brockman. He was not invented before now. And, you know, Bart shows himself to not be an entirely bad kid at all, because he gives the money that he got from donating blood to the two bums that he meets at the soup kitchen. And eventually he does apologize to Lisa, and Homer sees it, but they don't know that he sees it because it happens on the roof. There's a stupid little joke about flash in the pan cartoon characters, because Homer is watching Bullwinkle's balloon going by during the Thanksgiving Day parade, and Bart's never heard of him. And Homer's like, oh, they have to make sure it's classic cartoon characters, because if it's just any old flash in the pan cartoon character, no one's going to pay attention or whatever. And in that 1 second that he's saying that, you see the Bart Simpson balloon coming by on TV. I remember being like so happy with that when I first saw it at age like 12, 13. This was the age of VCRs recording your favorite shows. This is Sorry, I'm using that funny voice, but that is what a lot of people say about The Simpsons, is that it's one of the first shows that people recorded and would watch again and again. And I did. And it's funny, going back and watching seasons 1, 2, and 3, because in a way that I don't with the other seasons, I recall them so, so clearly, and every line of dialogue is just burned into my memory. Like when Bart is sent to his room and he goes, all right, I'll take some white meat and stuffing to go and send up the pumpkin pie in 20 minutes. You know, like just the whole cadence of the way everyone says everything is that's something that I'm going to be reciting in my later years when I have dementia. Like, I will always remember that stuff. As usual, the things in this episode that make me laugh the most are utterances by Homer when he's just being a regular person. When he's watching the football game and stuff, and, you know, listening to Hooray for Everything. And last night when I was watching this, I laughed out loud when Homer's trying to start the fire right before dinner starts. And Marge's family are all like annoyed that he can't do it. And Grandpa goes, that's not a way to start a fire, boy. Where's your kindling? And he's like so frustrated that the fire won't light. And Marge says, all right, dinner's, you know, like it's suddenly time for dinner. And Homer goes, "The hell with this!" and just stands up. Just the way he says that is mwah to me. I also like cranberry sauce a la Bart. That rings very true to kids helping their parents in the kitchen, or really anyone who doesn't cook trying to be helpful in the kitchen, because the owner of the kitchen is always, you know, ends up doing more work if they volunteer themselves to help. Anyway, wonderful, classic, canonic, iconic Simpsons episode. From season 2. This has been Simpsons Time. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time, and let's hear it for the Western Hemisphere. You've been listening to Simpsons Time through the Debigulator. My name's Amanda Nazario. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Before I sign off, I will correct my own mistake. Kent Brockman was first seen in the episode The Telltale Head, which is actually quite a few episodes before this. Not the last time you will hear erroneous info on this podcast, which is hopefully worth it to you for other qualities contained in it. All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.